This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, Dion, John Scott from the NBC affiliate here in Buffalo. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was your interactions like with the Bills throughout the pre-draft process?
I would say it was nothing but great things. You know, I feel like I've grown a real relationship with Coach West, Coach Babich, and Coach Nielsen. You know, I can say nothing but great things about the whole Buffalo Bills staff.
And clearly, there's a Kentucky train coming here with Ray Davis, then Max Hairston, and now you. What have your conversations been like with Max maybe since even being selected, and Ray after spending his first year here?
Man, Max, I know Max told me as soon as he got drafted, he was standing on the table for me. But, you know, nothing but great guys. You know, I call Max and Ray are like my brothers. You know, a band of brothers, you stick together, can't nobody stop you. So, you know, it's just great to be back teammates with them guys.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Alex Prasky, Batavia Daily News. Congratulations. This team had a need at defensive tackle entering the draft. They've now taken a couple of them. What do you feel you can bring to the table in terms of helping them rework that group?
Like, I'm just going to come in every day with my head down, ready to work, you know. I'm just going to try and pour as much as I can, learn as much as I can from the vets, and, you know, do whatever I can for the team, no matter what.
And you were a two-time team captain at Kentucky. What's your leadership style? What do you feel stands out in that regard?
I feel like my leadership style is kind of different. I'm more of a get-to-know-the-player, you know, the person, or get-to-know-the-person, not the player, you know. Just get good relationships with a lot of, or most of the guys on the team, hopefully all of them. And, you know, if they do end up having a bad day, they have been slacking, if some has been happening, you know, be able to have that relationship to be able to come and talk to them and they not take it as disrespect. That's the biggest thing for me.
Thanks. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hi, Dion. Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio in Buffalo. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not only a couple of Kentucky players, but now four defenders, all from the SEC. How has playing in that league prepared you, and what do you think about joining so many of your conference mates in Buffalo?
I feel like, hold on, actually Ray's calling me right now, hold on, but, you know, the SEC is the toughest conference in college football by far, you know, I feel like the SEC has the most NFL ready guys, you know, it's just a conference of pure grit, so I feel like that shaped a lot, that shows a lot to NFL teams that, hey, the SEC is where you want to go if you need some big guys, you know. So I feel like having a lot of people coming in from the SEC is a great thing. You know, we're going to have stuff to bond over, except for like TJ Sanders, you know. South Carolina, we got a big rivalry.
What do you know about Buffalo? Anything about the city itself? Anything about just watching the from afar?
I don't really know that much. I'm excited to learn. I know Ray going to show me a few things. I do know that Buffalo hates ranch. They love blue cheese. So that's going to have to be something I got to get used to, you know.
Well, I can tell you something about Buffalo that I think you'll be interested in. We love our bowling up here, and I read that you are an avid bowler. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got a lot of bowling alleys up here. People love their bowling up in Buffalo. So there you go, man. You're going to fit right in to come up here. Tell me about your bowling background.
Started bowling like for real in high school. You know, everybody used to just go with friends, stuff like that. But me and my friends are all competitive. Like we are. It's in our heart. So, you know, we do a little $5 on a game, and then we do 20, 30 push-ups, 50 push-ups. All right, if I beat you, you gotta ride in the back seat, you know, stuff like that. And then I got my first ball, I want to say in 2021, and then it was just taking off ever since. You know, I averaged like I want to say around a 210, 220. My highest game was like a 289. So,
Wow. Amazing. Well, you fit right in that regard. Congratulations again, and we'll see you up here.
thank you.
Okay, Dion Mark Gaughan from the Buffalo News. Congratulations. You are from Detroit. Who's your team growing up?
Didn't really have a team growing up, you know.
Okay.
Really growing up out of high school, this, you know, the NFL has been my dream, you know. And one thing everybody knows about the NFL, you don't know who you're gonna get picked by, you know. So in that regard, I've never really tried to have like my own team, if you get what I'm trying to say.
You weighed 331 at the combine. What was your playing weight during the season?
My playing weight was around 345.
Okay. And I read where you found out during the season you had a fracture in a vertebrae. Just tell us about that, and where does that stand?
Yeah, I had a Pars defect in my back. It came on before the season, my last season. I didn't know about it until after the season. Really until the combine. We didn't
Oh.
really know what it was, but I feel 100% right now. You know, I'm
Okay.
ready to get out there and play.
And I also read you only missed one game in your whole career. Just kind of, what do you, I presume you take pride in being available, and what do you think about that?
Yes, sir. You know, I love the game. I love playing football, you know. I'm gonna do whatever I can to make sure that I'm out there playing football, you know, like everybody wants me, you know, no matter what it is, getting more time in with the trainers, cold tub, hot tub, low contrast, it don't matter. If something I broke, I can play, you know?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Hey, Dan, Catherine Fitzgerald from the Buffalo News. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was wondering first, is there anyone you model your game after, or who would you compare yourself to?
I would compare myself to Calais. So I try to take a lot of stuff out of his game, and Dexter Lawrence. Those are my main two.
Nice. And then just what was this weekend like for you? Like today, who have you been watching with? And what's been going on, just kind of the atmosphere.
I've been watching with a lot of people, all of my family, my girlfriend, her family, some friends from high school, you know, friends that I grew up with. Friends that I've met at Kentucky, you know, everybody's here. The emotions are high. As soon as they heard my name, my mama just started crying, you know. So it just warms my heart that she don't gotta worry no more.
That's awesome. Congratulations. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Hi, Dion. Nick Sabato from the Niagara Gazette. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Circling back to your back injury, what was it like kind of playing through that last year?
It was hard, you know. It's anybody with a back injury knows how it feels. You know, there was some days where I could feel 100%, some days where, hey, I could barely get out of bed, you know. Some days where I couldn't even get in my stance, you know. So it was really hard, but we've been working on the little muscles in my back, working my core, stuff like that, trying to alleviate the inflammation in my back, and I feel good now.
What was the rehab for that?
It's just working the little muscles in your core. It's a certain muscle that wraps around from your stomach to your back. It's a lot of doctor work that I don't know, but yeah, just getting that stronger, and that's going to alleviate the stress that's on my spine, basically.
Thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, you mentioned. Tyler, going with go long. You mentioned Calais.
You're muted, I think.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Tyler done with go long. You mentioned Calais Campbell.
Yes, sir.
What do you like about his game? He's been playing forever, and what's the key to kind of maintaining your leverage? There aren't many 6'6", 6'7", you know, interior D linemen. How would you kind of break down your game and how you kind of win at the point of attack?
How would I break down my game and compare it to his, or like what I take from his?
Sure. Yep.
I say using his hands, you know, he is all the 6'7", what, 310, but he has his hands are flawless. His hands been flawless for years now. For the longevity, hey, that's just getting in when everybody else isn't, you know, like that's investing money into your body, you know. But as for like pad level, I'm going to be doing a lot of bear crawling, a lot. Shout out Coach Martin.
Do you have a relationship? Like, do you know him personally?
No, I don't know him. I've talked to him one time. He actually played with my academic advisor with football, Ricky Lumpke. So I talked to him. He was just giving me some tips to do how to, you know, keep my body up and what to look forward to.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, Deion. Sorry, I forgot to ask you a question earlier when I was on. Have the Bills told you if they project you to play more the one technique or the three technique?
No, they haven't, you know, but I'm cool with whatever, you know, any way that I can help the team win.
When you went through the draft process, did you get more of that from the teams in general where they feel that, I know you've played both in college, that maybe where you project in the NFL?
No, they just ask me what I can, like, what do I feel best playing at, you know, and my answer has been, I don't care. Just put me on the field. Let me help the team.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
That's all we have for you today, Deion. Thank you for your time and congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.